Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Stephen Grillet, a prominent French Quaker missionary, once said, "I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now, for I shall not pass this way again." Our guest today lives in the moment. He seems to extract the marrow out of life, as the Latin phrase carpe diem, or seize the day, expresses. And much of that comes from not only what he does, but how much he gives. He's one of the most generous men I know. He's blessed by the Lord, and he's a conduit of God's blessings. The reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio show, we always pause at the beginning just to remind you, is to bring you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, for you to enter in and experience what it means in your own life to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins and mine. He was buried. He shed his blood on that cross, was buried, and he was raised again on the third day. And today, Jesus calls you to himself. And I can't think of a better time than right now than for you to open your heart to Christ, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Dr. Jeff Miyazawa maintains a private practice emphasizing contemporary restorative and cosmetic dentistry in Kaneohe, Oahu, Hawaii. He's a graduate of Iolani School, Creighton University, and the world-renowned Las Vegas Institute for Advanced Dental Studies, LVI. His professional affiliations include the American Dental Association, Hawaii Dental Association, Honolulu County Dental Society, American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry, and the Oahu Professional Dental Examiners Study Club. In 2003, Dr. Miyazawa was appointed by the governor of the state of Hawaii to the State Board of Dental Examiners. In 2006, he assumed the role of chairman of the board, aside from all his dental activities. Dr. Jeff Miyazawa has been involved in church ministries and combined his God-given gift of providing dental care with his passion for evangelism, sharing the gospel through short-term mission trips with people of the Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Brazil. He's the director of Paradise Global Mission Brazil and Paradise Global Mission Dominican Republic. He, on a yearly basis, leads teams to Fortaleza, Brazil, and El Catay, Dominican Republic. He and his wife, Joni, have two sons, Jonah and Joshua, and two daughters, Joy and Jacqueline, Jackie. During his spare time, he enjoys and dedicates himself to not only spending his time with his family, he's not only a terrific golfer, but he's a coach at the high school level, high school baseball coach at Iolani School, and youth baseball and youth football. He's a busy man, but he's come to be our guest today to share his heart with you and with me. Dr. Jeff, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, where did you grow up?
Grew up in old Mililani town, down central Oahu, years ago, but it's of course, since then, grown to a booming town. But yeah, back then, it was an up and coming and just actually newly developed town. So Mililani Town. Yeah.
Well, I know you have a lot of friends that you grew up with that you can go back and kind of relive in your mind those childlike memories. What was it for you that was real special about growing up in Mililani Town?
You know, it's funny. We were just talking about this with a couple of other friends of mine that I grew up with that also went to Iolani School. But going from Mililani all the way into town to go to Iolani School, we felt like we were special, you know, because we lived so far. And, of course, not as far as, you know, North Shore or any place like that. But Mililani seemed to be pretty far back then, mm-hmm, when we were growing up. And so we took pride in being from Mililani. And it was just kind of a time in life in general that was a lot slower paced, I think. And being way out there, I think H2 wasn't even there yet. So
really?
It was back in the day. I'm not dating myself here.
Now, growing up, you influence a lot of people positively for the Lord, and people of different ages too. But who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, of course, my parents. Still very close with them. Just raising me, you know, with the good foundations. But it's one of those things where I think I'm thankful that I have great parents to, mm-hmm, to kind of showed me the way. So I would have to say them.
What kind of things did they teach you that kind of live on with you today? A saying, a phrase, something that they kept repeating? What was it?
I'm going to have to say, do things without being told. That's what we try to tell our kids, you, mm-hmm, know. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, I'm still trying to work on that as well. Mm-hmm. But do things, get things done. You know, if you see something that needs to be done, just get it done, you know, before we have to tell you.
You know, I mean, I've seen you. We've traveled together. We've traveled to different parts of the world together. And I've seen that, you know, you're a man of action. I mean, when I think of you, Jeff, I think about capacity. And, you know, God gives everybody capacity, but he gave you like, you know, 3-4 times to me than maybe what an average person has, the capacity to do things, touch people. And it's not just doing things. You're not just staying busy for busy's sake. I mean, you're influencing and impacting the lives of others. What about your spiritual journey? How did you become a Christian? Take us there.
You know, I just looked this up on the internet to try to get the dates right, but I can remember it was back in the late 70s or early 80s. There was a church plant, I think before its time, from Kalihi Union Church called the Church at Our House. Mm-hmm. And I can remember this, I guess it was a bulletin on how new believers are come to know the Lord. And it was, you know, this family brought so-and-so to church, and he brought his parents, and his parents brought so-and-so. And I still remember that's how the Church at Our House grew, and that's how I was brought to the church. And Gerald Chinen, Pastor Gerald Chinen, and Jay Jarman, man, it's, you know, when you think about back in the early 80s, there was no big New Hope or, mm-hmm, or Hope Chapel. Mm-hmm. And this was, you know, we were meeting at an elementary school before many churches were doing that. And yeah, so it was kind of a neat time. You know, it was a special thing that the church did. And so since then, of course, it's become Mililani Community Church and, mm-hmm, Pastor Rick Bartosik. But that's where the beginnings were.
So you were a part of you know, a church plant out of Kalihi Union Church. You mentioned Jay Jarman, Gerald Chinen. So did somebody reach out to your parents? Is that how they got connected and then you guys got connected?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Gerald Chinen and my parents were real close. And I think Gerald was single back then. And so he would even help out at our baseball practices growing up. And so I got to be real close with him as well, you mm-hmm. know. And so all of that just kind of facilitated coming into the church and growing in the youth group. And when I was 12, baptized at the Ali'i Beach Park in Hale'iwa.
Wow.
Through the church at our house.
You know, you go back and you think about those precious moments, memories that you kind of lock in, right? They kind of crystallize in your memory. And you treasure them. Every once in a while, we'll go to the attic of our thoughts. We'll open up a drawer and we'll pull out that picture and we'll remember. It could actually take us back to that very moment. And we begin to feel feelings that we felt back then. And the treasure of memories and how they connect us to where we are today.
You know, last weekend, believe it or not, we had one game on Saturday morning for the kids for baseball. And the rest of the day was completely free. So
that's a rare moment.
It's a rare moment in our family. And so we decided to throw everybody in the van and we headed out to the North Shore. And as we were driving out there, of course, when you come through Waihewa and get through Pineapple Fields, you mm-hmm. can see the horizon and the ocean. And so, you know, it starts to bring exactly what you said, those memories of when we were growing up. You know, a dear family of ours, the Katahara family and ours, belonged to this, it was a beach club in Hale'iwa, and that's where we would go. And so as we drove into Hale'iwa, my wife said, "Hey, you know how to drive around here?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, you know, we used to belong to, you know, that beach club over there." And that's, you know, and then I remembered all of the things that happened there, and that's where we had our, you know, our church baptisms. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. it was neat. It was neat to be out there.
We think about memories, and we think about new memories that we create. They connect us with the things that we've experienced in the past, and we can see a connection because it makes us who we are. And then now, as a father, you and Joni and the kids, the way that you parent, you pass certain things on, characteristics, phrases, things that you constantly say to your children. And then it will be passed on. But you also have a spiritual passing on, too, that was given you from your parents. And now it's in you and now through you. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk more with Dr. Jeff Miyazawa. You know, he's got a busy dental practice, and he also is a coach, and he coaches multiple teams, not just as an assistant, but as a head coach. And I wonder how he does it all. You know, how do people organize their lives, their time? When we come back from our break, Dr. Jeff, I want you to talk to us about your family. And tell us about the support that your family has given you. Because somebody today is going to hear something about family from you that will either trigger something or that will encourage them to remember something that was precious or even compel them to do something that will transform where their family is right now. It might even propel them to another level of family intimacy, family bonding, and even family healing. We're here with Dr. Jeff Miyazawa. You can find out more from him at jeffmiyazawa.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
What does it feel like to be a part of something bigger, bigger than yourself, bigger than who you are, and yet to be a part of something grand? Don't you think that would be a great experience for you to have, for you to be a part of, a greater cause? You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest today, Dr. Jeff Miyazawa. And we're talking about some things about family. You know, family is one of the anchors of society. Some may try to argue even, and I think they'll have a lot of good points to say, well, that is the very anchor of society. Of course, we would also say a family rooted in the Lord is foundational in that way. And I want to thank our corporate partners, as well as our church partners who join us. You can find them at thegoodlifehawaii.org. But like Birch Union Service Station and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing, along with Properties International Limited, Fran Villarmia Kahawai, a big mahalo to our sponsors for you joining us and making this program available to others. And for those of you who want to join our partnership as individual donors or corporate or church partners, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. Jeff, you know, before our break, we're talking about family. Why do you coach the teams that you coach? People in Manoa, they know your name. People, you know, in the athletic realm of youth sports, they know the name Jeff Miyazawa. Why do you do it?
I think it keeps me young. Keeps me young. It of course, is going to stem out of my passion for the game itself. Mm-hmm. You know, I love football. I love baseball. And it's such a blessing that my kids love it and enjoy it just as much. And so just being able to pass on, you know, the knowledge that I've gained over the years. And I think one of the main reasons is I don't want them to, well, I can remember some of the things that I wish I had done growing up to be a better player, not only from a skill standpoint, but maybe from the mental side as well. And trying to pass that on to my boys, at least. Because we don't know, you know, how talented they'll one day become. But I do know that mentally, I would love to see them as tough as they can be. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that trumps the talent, yeah, by mm-hmm. being mentally mm-hmm. tough. And so I think that's probably one of the main reasons that I love to coach and coach the boys. But as time goes on, though, it's more of the love of the game and just trying to be there for them when they do face failure in the particular sports that they play.
You know, it sounds, we're talking about kids, but we all are childlike in many ways, and we all face failure. When a player, or let's say one of your boys, when they fail at something and they're dejected, what do you tell them as a coach? And well, I guess it would be coach and father.
Yeah.
What do you say?
You know, especially from the baseball standpoint, it's a cruel game. You know, a great batter is going to get out, you know, 70, 80% of the time. And so it's cruel. You're going to fail. Mm. And so what I try to do is change their mindset. And in that particular instance, if it's, you know, an at-bat, was it a quality at-bat? You didn't necessarily have to get a base hit or a home run, even a good strikeout. Nonetheless, the bottom line is what you're doing is still quality effort, and just trying to do it the right way, you know. And if the bottom line is a failure, it doesn't necessarily have to be it may be a failure in the scorebook, but it may not be failure, you know, as the attempt. So
I wonder how many people actually have had somebody coach them. I mean, you're not just coaching a sport on in terms of techniques and skills. I guess this is what you're talking about in terms of the mental game, how to process the emotions, the strong feelings of failure, letting people down, letting coaches down, letting your team down. How did you learn that?
Great coach of mine, Coach Leslie O'Hara, was a great proponent of the mental game in baseball. And although going through it at the time, we didn't really understand. We just thought he was a tough coach or a hard coach. And many players didn't like him. But as you grow up and you kind of process what you went through, you kind of realize it was to get the best out of you and produce in times of pressure. But, yeah, I would say that's – and then, of course, along the way, you continue to pick up new experiences playing and coaching, and you kind of put those things together.
Tell us about your family a little bit more.
Well, you know, I was trying to prepare for this, and I don't know if there's any easy way to prepare for a live show, but I was thinking about what I wanted to share about my wife and then, of course, with the kids. But I don't think many people really know our love story. You know, it was one of those times where in our life where my wife Joni and I were looking for who God wanted to put in our lives, and fortunately, by His blessing, He put us together. But the neat thing was, when we were first dating, we were even listening to the same music by Randy and Gay Hongo, "When Two Become One."
Wow.
And so when we got together, it was it was one of those, you know, it's just God. It's just God. And you know, with the kids, they just blessed us with four beautiful kids, and we love them dearly.
Now, you love your family. You are active in sports, active in your practice, your dental practice. And yet, every year, you're off traveling to another country. You know, you don't only go halfway. I mean, you want to learn Brazilian Portuguese. You study Espanol, so when you go to the Dominican Republic, you can converse. I mean, why? Why do you go? And why do you keep going?
You know, back in college, I think God put on my heart. I was so fortunate to go on with an organization called ILAC through the university that I was going to. And we were able to spend 6 weeks in the Dominican Republic. And so the Lord put on my heart, even though at the time it was, you know, when you're in college, you're really having a good time in life. But I think that's where God really put it in my heart to, you know, I kind of almost like, you're almost like an explorer, mm-hmm. exploring new places. And that's, I think that's just how God has wired me, you know, to, I mean, then again, we go to the same places, but yet it's still neat to, you know, to experience different parts of the same place that we go.
Well, I've seen you in action, and I've even told Joni and Jamie and well, actually, the wives of our mission directors for Paradise Global Mission, how their husbands, and you come to the forefront in a lot of ways, how it's like a grace comes over you when you enter that nation, that country. I see the way you converse with people, the way, not only how you're conversing, but how they're responding. It's like a grace of Christ through, and you know, you may not be fluent in the language, but even through the way that you practice dentistry, the way that you encourage, the way that you, I mean, and you see, somebody can put on a good show for a week or so at one time. But then you go back again and again and again. And all of a sudden now, it's like you have another deep set of relationships in this other country. And I wonder what it feels like for you, for God to use you in that way.
Well, I think, you know, I think about going through school. And wondering if I was ever going to get through. I mean, you know, they talk about medical school being very difficult. But the first 2 years of dental school are supposedly more difficult than medical school. I've never been to medical school, but that's what I hear. And I thought there was no way I was going to make it through. And even through that time, as, even in my walk, I was very kind of in its infancy. You know, I just kind of not real strong in my faith at that point. But God still continued to pour His grace upon me and in school and getting me through school. And it was just God was telling me, go ahead and use this now. Go use that. And so, I mean, I'm just trying to be obedient, you know, and I love it. You know, I love doing dentistry and I love helping, you know, people who can't afford to do their dentistry. So that's something I think God really wanted me to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a blessing to sit with somebody and as you're listening, you're able to hear him. Somebody who has really found his gifting, his calling, and his passion, and he's living in that right now, and you can see the free flowing of God's abundance through him in the lives of others. It brings to mind, Jeff, the time we were in Brazil, and we saw this lady that came for dental care, and you looked at her and you thought, "Wow, we gotta do something special for this mm-hmm, woman." Mm-hmm. You know, and we went. We traveled all over to find, I mean, it was more than what you had equipment to do there. And when we come back, maybe you can share that story, because it was really transformational in what you provided, or what God provided through you for this woman. And then when we saw her later, her life was really changed. When you let God use you, when you surrender to the Lord, the Lord can do things through you that are indeed miraculous, and you are blessed to see it in the lives of other people. Dr. Jeff has, you know, many stories to tell, but when we come back, I'd like for him to share that one. And then, struggles, challenges. I wonder if you are facing anything right now. If you're like me, it always seems like something's going on and I need a little encouragement. Don't you? When we come back, I believe the Lord will lift you up. Lift you up in a very, very special and strong way. When we come back and hear more from Dr. Jeff Miyazawa. Stay with us. We'll be back with more good stuff just for you.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Appreciating the journey. Sometimes we want to go from point A to point B. We have, our goal is point B. Gosh, we want to get as quickly and as efficiently as we can to that goal, that destination. And we don't realize that what God is wanting to do in us is to build some constitution, an infrastructure inside of us. You can't even see it. You only can see the outward manifestations of it as they take place. But it's part of the journey. And sometimes we fail or we miss in appreciating and extracting the wonders of the lessons that come and how we change in the journey. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest, Dr. Jeff Miyazawa. Before our break, we were talking about family. And then I mentioned about challenges. But before that, I talked about a transformation that took place in the life of a woman that we met. I think it was one of our first trips, wasn't it? Our first trips to Brazil with Paradise Global Mission. Jeff, take us back. Tell us what happened.
You know what, Danny? You're right. I think it was our very first trip to Fortaleza, Brazil. And it was an advanced mission. We were just trying to figure out if we could do ministry there. And so we basically, we had to just some basic tools, you know, maybe do some tooth extractions, just some minor stuff. And really we're scoping out the different, places that we could set up. And at the YWAM base in Fortaleza, there was a lady that did their cleaning, and she so badly wanted to come see us, but was deathly afraid. And of course, through the language barrier, tried to figure out what was she so afraid of. And not until after we had extracted her remaining teeth and promised her that I would make her some false teeth in Hawaii and FedEx it back to Brazil, that we found out that she was afraid because some other dentist told her that if she had extracted her teeth, that she could possibly die. But she had no health problems, anything like that. She was just afraid. And so for her to put that faith in us, and then for me to promise her that I was going to get her teeth, you know, and fly, you know, mail it back to her. I mean, that was great faith on her part. And, you know, through God's blessing, this all took place. And a few weeks later, she got her teeth and it fit perfectly. And, you know, we weren't there for the delivery of those, but we got to see her the next year.
What was it like?
And she was, I mean, I wish you could see the pictures of it because you could, you know, really see the difference between what she had and what she looked like afterwards.
And I've been privileged to see it, but I mean, when you can actually see the, if our listeners could just see the transfer, it was like a before and after thing, right?
Right.
But to see what it was, really, what was it like when you saw her?
You know, it was like we were
the second time. When
yeah,
you saw her.
It was. You know, she recognized me right off the bat. Of course, she knew we were coming, but it was like she was a different person. You know, she was full of life and smiling from ear to ear. And the one thing that I always get nervous about whenever I do dentures, even in my practice here, is if they're gonna look goofy. You know, after you get these new teeth, because it doesn't look like them, but right. It matched her perfectly, and it was really blessed by the Lord. You know,
wow,
what a great. I mean, and over the years, I've seen her periodically, and it's like we're old friends, yeah. Old friends, and she's just so thankful.
Well, I think there's a connection, a bond that came through that. You know, her expression of trust, and you're fulfilling that. You know. Her trust in you and you relating to the Lord. And I think it just boosted up her faith too, but also to see her transform. She was more confident. She carried herself with, you know, less shame or afraid to smile.
Correct.
You know, and the smile was beautiful. She was a changed person.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about change and how people change on the inside. Sometimes people look on the outside and they see things like, you know, wow, this is a really neat picture, but they don't know what goes on behind the scenes, what kind of challenges people face. What are some of the challenges or struggles that you faced in your own life? And as you go and share that, Jeff, I'd like to find out how Christ has helped you through that.
I think, you know, we're always going to be faced with challenges, things that we don't think we can make it through. And I shared a little bit about it, you know, being in school. You know, I had entered dental school after my junior year in college, and I was immature and still unprepared, you know, in what I was going to be up against. And you go from, what does a normal college kid take, 12 credit hours, maybe up to 40 credit hours in one semester.
40.
And so you automatically have to just, you know, step up your game. And I wasn't prepared. I was struggling. And it came to a point where one examination was pivotal in I think, in my whole life. Because had I not passed that exam, I don't think I would have been able to graduate and become a dentist, which, you know, I wouldn't be talking here with you about all these different things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and I prayed. I mean, you know, when you talk about being broken, I just cried out. I said, God, you know, you want me to be a dentist or not? You know, I'm trying my best. And it seemed like some insurmountable score I had to get. And I remember that day, you know, so vividly, going to the bulletin board and checking your private number and what that score was. And it was 1 point more than I needed.
Wow.
1 point more than I needed. And You know, it kind of links everything that we've talked about. I mean, being mentally tough in sports transcends into life. But sometimes you can be as mentally tough as possible, but still be totally broken. And that's where, you know, that's where God is just, he's really there for you in those times. And so I just felt like, you know, that was one of those times mm-hmm. where, mm-hmm. you know, footprints, God, that's when God carries you, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, it's stuff like that, you know, I mean, you know, you fast forward a little bit, my practice, you know, there's times where, you know, some months seem to be, you know, where are you going to pay the next bill? Because, you know, times are difficult and somehow, you know, God comes through for you, you know? And for me, it's just trusting that God is gonna be there for you. You know, and if I were to share anything, that would be really my thing is just trust in God and keep the faith.
Mm-hmm. In your own family, you've faced some unexpected challenges too.
Mm.
What was it like?
I think you're referring to my second son, Josh. As rambunctious and outgoing as he is, when he was 5, the pediatrician heard a kind of a faint heart murmur and had us go check it out. And when we went to the specialist, he basically had a hole the size of a quarter in his heart, and he was leaking that oxygenated blood. And, you know, the specialist asked us if, you know, we noticed his lack of growth or if he's on the playground, is he out of breath? And you know, he had no signs of it. And so, you know, after we found that out, they said, you know, he's going to have to get that repaired. And the only way we can repair that, you know, is through open heart surgery. And so, you know, you were there, that feeling of hopelessness, helplessness to pass him over to the anesthesiologist and let them cut his body open, you know, to repair that. And I mean, it was just a incredibly difficult time, you know, to see that. And, but, you know, again, you know, Joni and I, basically, we just looked at each other and said, you know, we got to do it, you know, and God's going to take care. So, yeah, I mean, that was such a powerful time, too, in our lives, you know. And, you know, coming through the back end of it, you know, 2 days later, he's, you know, jumping on his scooter. But, you know, when you think about the magnitude of that kind of surgery, he still has, you know, got that 6-inch scar on his chest, and they basically cut him open, you know, and fixed it. But, yeah, that was an incredible time.
Well, you can hear it. You can hear the heart of a father. The heart of a father who has to trust God with his child. I don't know about you, but right now the Lord wants you to trust him with a child. It could be with a challenge. It could be with a financial problem or issue. You might feel so overwhelmed right now, or saddened because of a loss, or broken because of a relationship, or just severe worry because of apprehension and anxiety. The Lord sends Dr. Jeff Miyazawa today to share out of his life, his heart, how Christ has sustained him, strengthened him, and his wife Joni and his family, and also blessed him. You're being blessed today by hearing this. When we come back from our break, we'll hear more. I mean, Dr. Jeff, I told you he's a generous man in more ways than one. And today, generous in sharing out of his life. When we come back, we'll talk more about expectations, hopes, dreams, thinking that, oh gosh, I got this thing planned out. It's going to work out well. Only to find that things don't work out the way you expected. But then even more so to see that God is doing something even more beautiful, more powerful, more hopeful than you would have ever realized. Are you there? Do you need that boost? Well, you're at the right place at the right time. Dr. Jeff Miazal will be back with more for you. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Expectations, hopes, and then hiccups. Things that you happened that happened and you didn't even expect. You didn't even want. Never wanted. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest, Dr. Jeff Miazawa. As you listen, maybe you heard the last part, and as you're listening now, you're thinking, gosh, is it possible for me to hear the rest of the show? Can I send this? Man, I wish I could send this to a friend or family member. Well, the answer is yes, you can absolutely do that. You can download the show for free at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Send a link to somebody, send the word out, let them know. And as they hear this, I believe, and together we can believe, that they will not only be encouraged, they'll be built up. And they might be searching, spiritually searching. And God could use this to help them find a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So go ahead and send it, share it freely. It's available for you at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Jeff, those certain unexpected times, you know, we all have times where we have hopes and dreams. How has that related with you?
Oh, Danny, I think anyone who has children that have applied to private school, depending on whatever school you, it's in your heart, mm-hmm. Can relate to this. But a few years ago, my oldest son, Jonah, was applying for all the different private schools in Hawaii. And, of course, being Iolani grads, It's mm-hmm. in our blood. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was just natural for him to go there. And that wasn't to be. The Lord had different plans for him. And I can remember getting the rejection letter, or actually getting the rejection call first from the admissions office, saying that Jonah would be on the wait list. And it's still a good thing. And I would think that's what they have to say for the parents of kids on the waiting list.
I also have to throw this in too, though. You know, you didn't only graduate from Iolani. You are a son
That's right.
of Iolani. Yeah. So you spent 13 years yeah. of your schooling from kindergarten to graduation.
And even at that time, it was 10 years in as far as coaching goes too. Mm-hmm. So...
varsity baseball.
Yeah. But yet, you know, I mean, now I know how it works. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. It's, you know, they're looking for the right fit for the children. And God knows best. You know, it wasn't the right fit for him at the time, for Jonah at the time. But I can remember getting that letter and just thinking, how can this be? There's just no way. You know, he's supposed to go there. That's our plan, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and then the rest of the kids are all going to go there. And so it was getting close to the deadlines of the other schools that he had gotten into. And I can remember walking up the path at Hawaii Baptist Academy, where he now goes, and thinking, okay, Lord, I'm going to turn this in because there's no other private school for him to go to. And you know, and I can remember walking up the walk to the office with tears in my eyes, wondering why this is the way it was. You know, why is he not? Why didn't he get accepted? Why didn't they pull him off the waiting list? You know. And I said, Lord, please. I mean, at least give me some kind of idea of why this is happening. And if you ever walk on campus at Hawaii Baptist, you'll see that their focus is on the Lord. And such a spirit-filled campus. And if you look around, posters, everything is directed to giving God the glory. And, mm-hmm. and it kind of dawned on me at that point is, hey, brother, what about me? You know, how about trusting me and letting me let you know what's best for Jonah? And it kind of put me in my place at that point. And so... you know, come full circle now, Jonah's applying again for Iolani mm-hmm. after, you know, 5 years of great spiritual foundation. I think he's at a better time to apply. But there's not as much anxiety because God's already made that decision on where he's going to go. So we have, you know, of course we're hopeful, but all our, you know, it's not as, if he doesn't get in, it won't be as devastating as mm-hmm. as mm-hmm. The first time around.
Your spiritual life, your relationship with the Lord has deepened, strengthened through that process. Well, somebody today, Jeff, needs an encouragement. It might be, could be schools, it could be something else that they've were hoping that they would get, maybe a raise, maybe an advancement, mm-hmm. maybe. They thought this was a done deal and a contract that they were expecting. Maybe even started to plan how things will, they're going to use the resources, and those things have changed. What would you say to someone in that situation?
Well, I do know that in our different parts of our life, whether it's you're a student, you're a newlywed, or you're married with kids, or you're a grandparent, there's always these different stresses or struggles in life, and how we respond to that is the most important. You know, how we're going to respond in a way that we can make it through, you know. And so whatever age group you're in, whatever part of your life you're in, if you're struggling, just give it up to the Lord. I mean, sometimes he may be asking you to seek him even more, or for others, just seek me, you know. But so I've come to learn that once I pass a different stage in my life, it doesn't mean that it's going to be smooth sailing, mm-hmm. you know, now that I got through it. But the only way that I could get through it is by just, you know, relying on the Lord. God's going to, somehow is going to take care of things. And when you least expect it, that's when you should expect it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jeff, we got a quick minute. Can you say a prayer?
Sure.
For someone that needs prayer. And receive this as Dr. Jeff is praying for you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this opportunity for all the listeners out there to hear what you want them to hear through our time together. And I just pray for anybody out there who is struggling with anything from relationships to finances to whatever it may be, Lord, that they would just sit quietly and seek you and just put their faith in you that, and somehow, some way, Lord, that you would get them through the struggle that they're going through, and that on the other end, they may even see why it was better the way that they, why it happened like that. So I just pray for anybody out there, Lord, that you would just bless them and just make yourself real to them. And we lift anybody out there up to you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And that somebody is you. And as you've appropriated your faith, as Dr. Jeff has prayed for you, you can believe that God has heard your prayer and that God is moving on your behalf, even though you may not see it or even see it the way you want to see it. The Lord, in his love for you, is moving in and through your life. This has been a real moment of destiny. Dr. Jeff Miyazawa has been our guest, and it's been a blessing to have you with us. And Dr. Jeff, thank you for being with us here.
Thank you, Danny.
To find out more about Jeff Miyazawa, you can visit him at jeffmiyazawa.com. jeffmiyazawa.com. And, you know, Dr. Jeff and I, we do have a special relationship. We not only went to Iolani School together, but we are brother-in-laws. His wife and my wife, his wife Joni, my wife Jamie, are sisters. If you couldn't kind of pick that up a little bit along the way to the show. But he's been a dear, really, in the most real sense, a real brother to me, and also, of course, a brother in the Lord. And together we join you today to remind you of the amazing grace of God, not only on his life, but on your life. In the next few days, you're going to hear other inspirational stories of hope and faith. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. Invite someone to listen each day at 2 p.m. and even 12 midnight. Our stories are now downloadable at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Share them with a friend. Psalm 36 verse 7 says, "How priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Dr. Jeff Miyazawa. Until next time, along with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.